If you want,
the corporate regulator ASIC is demanding greater powers to send crooked bankers to prison. The banking watchdog has proposed an amendment to corporations law that would enable more prosecutions against executives who are responsible for misconduct. Legislation passed through Parliament last week that increased the number of penalties for corporate criminals, bringing in longer maximum jail terms and tougher fines. But ASIC says that's not enough. They don't just want tougher penalties, they also want the ability to go after individuals directly. Michael West is the investigative finance reporter. You'll find his work at michaelwest.com.au. He's on the line. Michael, g'day.
G'day, Ben.
What do you make of the call from ASIC?
Well, they're making all the right noises, Ben, but this is a cultural issue here. I mean, there are very good laws already in place, and they haven't really been pursued. This is the problem. Kenneth Hayne, the Banking Royal Commissioner, was very clear about this, particularly in his interim report, where he said there was a serious cultural problem with ASIC. They were too timid, too captive, too close to the bank. So giving them more powers, it's all good, but will they use the powers?
We need to see people paying a price here. I was reflecting recently on insider trading, and when we had a high-profile case here in Sydney involving insider trading, when you actually saw someone going off to jail, heading off to Cooma in the prison greens, that sends shockwaves through the stockbroking industry, and maybe we need to see a similar thing in the banking and finance sector.
Well, absolutely. We're talking, I mean, the evidence was clear, Ben. Systemic fraud by Australia's largest financial institution. So your point about sending the signals, the right signals about punishment, are critical, because the rest of us are just going to look at this. If it passes with no real action, we're going to go, well, hang on, there's two laws here. There's one for the big guys at the big end of town, and there's another law for the rest of us. And clearly that's been happening for the last 8 years, while the guys from ASIC have been giving themselves, and nobody else has picked up on this, performance bonuses. Those performance bonuses for ASIC executives have doubled. They started in 2008, they've doubled up to last year. So there's all this has been going on. There's a serious cultural problem, and Hayne has made that explicit. So I'm just standing and waiting to see, really, what is going to come of this, or is all just going to pass?
Can you just repeat that? So ASIC, the so-called corporate regulator, the watchdog that's supposed to be watching over the industry, the people at ASIC have awarded themselves performance bonuses during the period that a lot of this bad behaviour has been happening?
Since from 2008, the GFC, it was $4.3 million. That was the first year when it started. And last year, it was $8.5 million for the big rigs and a few of the more senior staff. So performance bonuses have doubled, which they're awarding to themselves. And during the same time, there's been no real enforcement. The deals they've been doing with the banks, which they pushed through before the Royal Commission, basically, the guts of them, they're called enforceable undertakings. And what happens is, it's a deal struck with ASIC. We won't take you to court, big bank, if you agree to pay us a fine or a penalty. But it's not really a fine. It's a community benefit payment. And the money goes to a place they both decided to go to, like a financial education literacy thing. And they get a tax deduction. So it's like somebody robbing your house, you're catching them, and them doing a deal with the police and saying, oh, should we just give some money to a charity of our choice?
I know you chase a lot of this stuff on your website, michaelwest.com.au. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
131873, the open line number.